That debate hasn't changed much since Arizona's legislature passed SB 1070 last year. How far can Arizona or any state go to enforce immigration law? The question has lingered ever since, and federal progress addressing comprehensive immigration reform has stalled.
The timing of this holding is going to make it very difficult for Republicans and Democrats to avoid the issue.
John Feary is with the Center for Immigration Studies in Washington, D.C. He says the Supreme Court's ruling will force politicians running for Congress and the White House to take a clear stand.
So far, we've heard a lot of talk from the Republican candidates about border security, which is important. But obviously, immigration is a much bigger issue than that. So this does have the potential to widen the immigration debate into one of states' rights, and of course, whether or not states can get more involved in immigration enforcement.
I think it's a flashpoint in this election.
This is Arizona Governor Jam Brewer, the same day the Supreme Court decided to hear the case.
States deserve clarity from the court in terms of what role they have in fighting illegal immigration. We will now get that clarity.
Brewer says she's confident the court will uphold Arizona's right to enforce immigration law and defend its people. The Obama administration will fight it, along with similar efforts in Alabama, South Carolina, and Utah. In Phoenix, I'm Peter O'Dowd.